آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to one and all. Allah accept us for his deen.
This entire report, our time has elapsed, but carries on. And then he even says, if I knew that I could reach him safely, because remember, the Jews would not like this issue. And obviously they know they don't want the truth to come out, Nubuwa to come out from Bani Israel. But then he says, what Allah wills will happen. As Allah decides and decrees, that is what will happen. And then he even says, I would love to come and meet him. But that would expose things even further. And then he says, I would love to even conquer Medina. Because that is the city that he would be sent to. And from there, the truth will reach the world. So he even mentions that if Allah allows me the opportunity. But he knows somehow that he wouldn't live that long. He even intended to meet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam if he was still around in the next year. But safe before that year elapsed, passes on. He gives noble gifts to the entire entourage. 10 of different gifts and jewelries and slaves and so forth and so forth. But whatever he gave them, he gave Abdul Muttalib 10 times its fold. And then the others were envious. So he mentioned to them, if you actually knew something else, you would be much more envious. Because the king even says to him, don't even mention this to those with you, because they would not be able to bear it. And they'll try something funny, but Allah is in control. He kept on saying that. And then he said, but their offspring would try and harm him, but Allah is in control. And Allah will help him. And he will overcome. Another similar incident is that of Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, prior to the advent of Islam. He says, no, Islam was still starting, it was in the early stages. Hazrat Abdul Rahman went to Yemen prior to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's giving the dawat, calling to the truth. He says, I would generally reside by an elderly Yemeni called Askalan bin Awakin al-Himyari. وَكَانَ شَيْخًا كَبِيرًا مُعَمَّرًا. A very elderly, aged man, meaning of advanced age. He would render words very often. إِذَا مَشَّيْخُ سُمَّ فَلَمْ يُكَلَّمْ وَأُوْدَى سَمْعَهُ إِلَّا بَدَايَا فَذَاكَ الدَّاءُ لَيْسَ لَهُ دَوَاءُ سِوَى الْمَوْتِ الْمُنَطَّقِ بِالرَّزَايَا. When an elderly person becomes deaf, that when he's spoken to, also he can't hear. And, you know, his hearing abilities also back up. That's such a disease that there's no cure for. Except that this is a clear declaration of the challenges that come just before death. He says, I would very often visit this old man. He would always ask me, فَيُسَائِلُنِي. He would ask me about Makkah, he would ask me about Kaaba, he would ask me about Zamzam. And he would then say, هَلْ ظَهَرَ فِيكُمْ رَجُلٌ لَهُ نَبَى لَهُ ذِكْرٌ. Has anyone with fame, nobility, appeared before you, opposing your creed of idolatry? I would say, no. And then I would mention certain tribes of Quraysh and so forth and so forth. And then we would have discussions. On one occasion I came to him and he had become even weaker. And his hearing was more difficult. It was more difficult on his hearing. And then I stayed with him and he said to me, Intasib ya akha Quraysh, O my Qurayshi brother, tell me your lineage. So I said to him, I am Abdul Rahman bin Auf bin Abd Auf bin Harith bin Zuhra. He said, stop, hasbuk. O brother from the Zuhra clan, let me give you some glad tidings. Ala ubashiruka bi bashara, wa hiya khayrun laka min at-tijara. You've come here for trade, what I am giving you now, such information that's better and more pertinent, more important than even your trade that you travel for. أُنَبِّئُكَ بِالْمُعْجَبَةِ وَبَشِّرُكَ بِالْمُرْغَبَةِ. I would notify you of something important. أُنَبِّئُكَ نَبَى عَنِ النَّبَى الْعَظِيمِ. Something pertinent, information that's very important is نَبَى. Otherwise, general information is خَبَر. Something astonishing, and I would give you good news about something that should be aspired for. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent a Nabi of Allah from your people, من قومك نبيا ارتضاه صفيا وأنزل عليه كتابا وجعل له ثوابا ينهى عن الأصنام ويدعو إلى الإسلام يأمر بالحق ويفعله وينهى عن الباطل ويبطله. Allah has sent him from the previous months from your people, such a Nabi, who Allah has selected as his choicest. And Allah has revealed, and is revealing upon him the book. Such a book, great book, kitaban. And Allah has granted great rewards for him and for the book. Yanha anil asnam. He would prohibit idolatry, and he would advocate Islam. He would call to truth, and he would practice it himself, and he would prohibit falsehood, and he would abstain from it himself. So I asked him, sir, mimman huwa, what's his family name? Any other information do you have about him? So he said that huwa min bani Hashim, from the Banu Hashim clan. And you mentioned your lineage. You are from his mother's family, his maternal family, O Abdul Rahman. Wa antum akhwaluhu. Go back quickly. Ajjil raj'a thumma amdi wa wazirhu wa saddiqhu. Go back quickly and support him and help him and confirm his teachings and bring faith upon him and his teachings. And then he requested him, would you render a few verses for me before him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdul Rahman said, I fulfilled all my works there very quickly, and I then rushed to Makkah. Allahu Akbar. Who does he go to meet? فَلَقِيتُ أَبَا بَكْرٍ. I went straight to meet Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه. Hazrat Abu Bakr was so approachable, was so kind. Everyone was comfortable going to him to confirm. He says, Abu Bakr was my friend, وَكَانَ لِي صَاحِبًا. I told him the story, what I heard from Al-Himyari, the Himyari elderly man. He said, indeed, هَذَا مُحَمَّدُ بْنُ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ. Yes, Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has designated him as Allah's Nabi to humanity. فَأْتِهِ. Abdul Rahman, go there. Hazrat Abdul Rahman then said, I went. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at Hazrat Khadija's home. When he saw me, he smiled brimmingly. فَلَمَّا رَآنِي الضَّحِكِ. He gave me a full smile and he said, أَرَى وَجْهًا خَلِيقًا أَرْجُو لَهُ خَيْرًا. I see a very appropriate face, a very worthy face that I hope good from, and I hope good for you. He says, I embraced Islam. I bore the testimony of truth, La ilaha illallah, and Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I mentioned to him the poem of the elderly Himyari, and I told him what he had told me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, رُبَّ مُؤْمِنٍ بِي وَلَمْ يَرَنِي وَمُصَدِّقٍ لِي وَمَا شَهِدَنِي أُولَٰئِكَ إِخْوَانِي حَقَّ. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, sometimes there's a person who brings iman upon me, and he hadn't even seen me, and he confirms me, and he hadn't witnessed me physically. Those people who would embrace after me, or from far, and they don't see me, those are my true brothers. That's why there's such an interesting report, very similar in content, in Hayat al-Sahaba, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asking Sahaba about whose iman is really amazing. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum, responding to that question, said that the malaika's iman, amazing would their iman be. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, but their iman is obvious. They see such a nur of Allah ta'ala. Then Sahaba said, Anbiya's iman would be most amazing in that case. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that obviously they receive wahi from Allah. Then Sahaba said, our iman would be really amazing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how would you not bring iman? You're seeing the miracles I present to you, and you're seeing me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whose iman is most astonishing and amazing? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to Sahaba, those who will come after me, and they won't see me, but they'll see my book, meaning the Qur'an and Hadith, the Qur'an and Sunnah, and they would bring iman upon me. So amazing is their iman. So subhanAllah, here also in this Hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to Hazrat Abdul Rahman, sometimes a person brings iman upon me without seeing me. Those are my true brothers. In one Hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tawbah, O Allah, give glad tidings and the blessings of Tawbah, great blessings that is. And in Jannah, it's an amazing tree, the most beautiful tree in Jannah, that species of tree. And it takes a fast riding horseman 100 years, and he won't be able to come out of the shade of that tree. And that tree, subhanAllah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua, Tuba, that Mubarak Badi, that congratulations for that person who sees me and brings iman. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated, Tuba, thumma Tuba, thumma Tuba, thumma Tuba, thumma Tuba, thumma Tuba, thumma Tuba, 7 times.
For that person who comes after, he doesn't see me. And he brings iman upon me. Subhanallah. What an opportunity. Allah give us all tawfiq to bring firm iman, to protect our iman and call humanity to Islam and then iman and deen. Allah give us tawfiq. These words of Hazrat Abdul Rahman, either his words or probably he's quoting the elderly man, because the elderly man sent him with some verses, but these words go, now there's some ambiguity as far as Hazrat Abdul Rahman also said words, but he's also quoting the verses of the elderly man from Yemen, Askalan. He says, عَجَبْتُ مُنَادِيَ اللَّهِ لَمَّا سَمِعْتُهُ يُنَادِي إِلَى الدِّينِ الْحَنِيفِ الْمُكَرَّمِ فَقُلْتُ لَهُ بِالْبُعْدِ لَبَّيْكَ دَاعِيًا إِلَيْكَ مَتَابِي بِكْ إليك تيممي ألا إن خير الناس في الأرض كلهم نبي جلا عنا شكوك الترجم فأقشع بالنور المضيء ظلامة وساعده في أمره كل مسلم وخالفه الأشقون من كل فرقة فسحقا لهم في قعر مهوى جهنم.
I respond, أجبت to the call of Allah when I've heard his dawah and his message, him advocating and calling to the true deen, the noblest of all ways of life. And from far I was when I heard the message. So it seems that he's quoting Askalan's words. But he says here, from far bil bu'd I say, labbaik, I respond to your call, O da'i of Allah. I turn to your sunnah, ilayka matabi bik. I make tawbah to your way. And to you, I intend, I'm coming to you. Now Hazrat Abdul Rahman came, the other individuals, elderly, he passed away thereafter. Behold, hearken, the best of people in this entire universe is Nabiyun, a great Nabi, such a Nabi, that removes all doubts and ambiguities and conjecture from us. And with the light that he brought, he eradicated the darknesses. And every Muslim helps him in his cause. وَسَاعَدَهُ فِي أَمْرِهِ كُلُّ مُسْلِمِي. That's why there's a beautiful hadith in Tirmidhi's Shama'il. That the sahaba closest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُوَاسَاتًا وَمُوَازَرَةً. Those beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was أَعَمُّهُمْ نَصِيحَةً. Who's sincerely advising humanity, was available to humanity. A'ammuhum, they worried for everyone. And those who were closest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were those who had a great concern in helping Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's cause of serving humanity, wa muwazaratan, and in carrying this worry and this responsibility of deen for humanity. So every Muslim helps him in his cause. And the most wretched from all walks of life would defy him and oppose him. Woe to them in the lowly pit of hell. Allah save us. Another amazing incident is that of Hazrat Talha bin Ubaidillah radiyallahu anhu. Subhanallah, what a sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's in the bracket and the category of Hazrat Abdul Rahman. They are ashra mubashara radiyallahu anhum. His journey was to Busra. Hazrat Abdul Rahman was in Yemen, went to Yemen. Hazrat Talha went to Busra. Busra is a town in Syria, not Basra, which is in Iraq. He says, I attended during that market, that bazaar, that souq, and there was this rabbi in his monastery standing up and announcing from the top that ask the people of this season who have come through this bazaar this year, is there anyone from the land of the haram? So Hazrat Talha responded, I'm here and I'm from there. So he said, هَلْ ظَهَرَ أَحْمَدُ بَعْدُ. Has Ahmad come yet? So I responded, who's Ahmad? So he responded, Ibn Abdullah, Ibn Abdul Muttalib, the son of Abdullah, who's the son of Abdul Muttalib. This is the month where he would arrive. And he is the finality of all the Anbiya alayhimu salam. هَذَا شَهْرُهُ الَّذِي يَخْرُجُ فِيهِ وَهُوَ آخِرُ الْأَنْبِيَا. He would emanate from the haram. Meaning start his message, his da'wah in the haram. وَمَخْرَجُهُ مِنَ الْحَرَمِ وَمُهَاجَرُهُ إِلَى نَخْلٍ وَحَرَّةٍ وَسِبَاخٍ. And he would then, when Allah commands him, migrate to a land of date palm trees and a land surrounded with rocky terrain melted with volcanic eruption. That's called Harra.
the outsides of Medina, two sections of Medina Munawwara had long ago an amazing volcanic eruption, and that melted the mountains of Medina, making it rocky terrain. And in Arabic, that terrain is referred to as Harra. Two external regions of Medina are covered like that. That's why that area is, it makes Medina Munawwara impregnable to a great extent. It was a natural fortification, a divine fortification. Allah made it happen. Allah protected Medina Munawwara like that. That's why when Sahaba Kiram were digging during the incident of the trench, they didn't have to dig during at those two sections, and then there was another third section also due to the thicket of bushes there. There was one section that had to be dug and entrenched. So he would come to the land of these harras, wasibakhin, and it's a land of sand, salty sand. Oh, Talha, فَإِيَّاكَ أَن تُسْبَقَ إِلَيْهِ. Don't let anyone supersede you to him. Rush and go. This is very pertinent. Hazrat Talha says, his words inspired me. I rushed to Makkah. I went to Makkah and I asked them, has anything happened? So I was told by my family, yes, Muhammad bin Abdullah Al-Amin, who we know him as Al-Amin, he has claimed prophethood. Even Ibn Abi Quhafa is with him. Hazrat Talha says, I went straight to Ibn Abi Quhafa, meaning Hazrat Abu Bakr, and I said to him, have you followed him? He said, yes, indeed. You also, come, follow him. He's calling you to the truth. He's advocating the truth. Hazrat Talha then mentioned to Hazrat Abu Bakr what the rabbi in Busra said. Hazrat Abu Bakr took Hazrat Talha along and he brought him to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Hazrat Talha embraced Islam. And he mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam what the rabbi said. And that brought joy to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But interesting is Hazrat Abu Bakr, whoever came and whoever he met, whoever came to him and whoever he went to, he would spend his days and his time in meeting people, conversing with them, inspiring them, motivating them, giving them da'wat, and taking them to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is what we exhort one and all to do. Motivate people, inspire them, take them to the masjid, take them to meet the jamaat, take them to join the program of deen, take them to the program of dhikr, take them to the fikrs of deen, bring them into an environment, bring them to experience the beautiful Jumu'ah, then make their ikram. How amazing is the Sahaba kiram. Hazrat Abu Bakr would do this daily. Most of the Ashra Mubashara, he was a means to bring them. Even Hazrat Uthman received the message from his aunt. He then spoke to Hazrat Abu Bakr. He confirmed it with Hazrat Abu Bakr. So as we are in this discussion, this was so amazing that it was known even prior to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's arrival, of his arrival. Not only in the previous scriptures that are distorted, but in so many verses that are still there, and in so many incidents, like that of Hazrat Umar. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu arrives in Syria. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu conquered Palestine, he comes to receive the keys of Palestine. Hazrat Amr bin As radiallahu anhu wrote to him that, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, you rather come. They are prepared to hand over the keys, but they have to see the man that they are told about, they foretold about. Hazrat Umar made Mashura and undertook this journey with Aslam. When Hazrat Umar finally arrives after a lengthy journey, and obviously they were having and taking turns in sharing the conveyance. Subhanallah. Those scholars from the Christian faith are awaiting Hazrat Umar, and they were looking into their scriptures. That is this the man that is coming to receive the key from us? Because Hazrat Umar was described in their books. When they saw him, that he is the one, they handed over the keys of Palestine without a fight, because Hazrat Umar is prophesied in their books. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Sahaba kiram radiyallahu anhum, to such an extent that Allama Ibn Kathir mentions a report of Hazrat Umar arriving on that occasion. There's another beautiful incident where Aslam brings for him water. And then he goes to the old lady in her monastery who sent the water to thank her and to give her da'wat. The best way to thank people, for their services and so forth, is to give the dawah, give the message. Anyway, in this there was a man who met Hazrat Umar and asked Hazrat Umar, "Do you remember me?" And Hazrat Umar remembered him. Years, decades prior, when Hazrat Umar, as a young man, shepherding and taking care of the flock and the camels of his father. He says, "My father was harsh with me. My father was cruel with me. And I wanted to do business, but he didn't accept that. And even when I wanted to take a break and go to Makkah to have a meal, my father would get very upset. And then I asked his permission, can I go into business?" My brother, Hazrat Umar, loved his elder brother Zaid, who was his motivation. His father got very upset and said, "Where you'll get the money to start business?" Then he says, "Okay, but what about your father, your son, to eat and take some rest?" He says, "As long as my camels are fine, my son will be fine." Anyway, but he got permission that if he had some income or some amount, he could then join the caravan to Syria. His father did allow him that. Anyway, whilst he was with his father's camels in the outskirts of Makkah, in the valley called Dajjanan, his brother brings for him something. Hazrat Umar loved his brother. His brother loved him. He said, "What is this, brother?" He said, "I brought this for you. I want you to start." His brother gives him all his savings, his brother's savings. He gives his savings to Hazrat Umar. "Umar, you want to do trade, you go." Subhanallah. How good a brother. He gave his wealth, a large amount, to Hazrat Umar, for Hazrat Umar to start off. Hazrat Umar then traveled. Now, whilst he arrived there, on one of these occasions, he got into trouble with one of the superior people there, who was oppressively, haughtily, enforcing Hazrat Umar to do something that he didn't come for. He said, "You must clean this area, sweep here." Hazrat Umar said, "I'm here on trade. I'm your guest in this region here." He says, "You all are foreigners, this is what you have to do." And he ill-treated it. So as Muslims, Allah save us from oppressing and looking down upon any of Allah's creation. How can we, you know, be like that? We have the truth, we have the best, we have to share it with humanity, with the rest. In this man tried to handle Hazrat Umar. Hazrat Umar, subhanAllah, he wasn't going to take anybody's nonsense. He pushed him. And then he went. That man chases Hazrat Umar with the other people and the locals and people like the police and so forth. And Hazrat Umar then escapes from there. As he's running, they're about to find him. Just then one scholar, like a priest, a rabbi, he calls him one side. He was a priest, a scholar, takes him in to his church. And then he closes the area and he makes Hazrat Umar comfortable. He serves him with some meals. At the end, he wanted Hazrat Umar to sign a document. So Hazrat Umar says, "But what do you mean? What is this for? Always make sure you know what you're signing about before we sign. Otherwise, we'll always get in trouble. Rather read. Read what you're signing for, brother and sister." Anyway, in this, he's explaining to Hazrat Umar that when you become the ruler of this region, I want you to see me right. Ya Allah. Hazrat Umar says, "I'm a foreigner here. What are you talking about? Are you making a joke with me? Are you serious about what you say?" Hazrat Umar couldn't believe what this man is saying. But finally, to make him happy, Hazrat Umar did so. But so amazing is the fact that to that extent, even Hazrat Umar is described. And that's when Hazrat Umar remembered him when he arrived decades later. There's another amazing report that Allama Ibn Kathir says is sahih, where Hazrat Hisham, when he arrives and he gives dawah to the then emperor of the Constantinople and the Christian regions, Constantinople, Rome, that whole region, the Caesar, and he met him. And there was an amazing discussion where the two Sahaba who went to meet this emperor and give him dawah, and as they would make the dhikr of Allah, "La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar," the walls and the balcony of the emperor would start to shake and would feel as though, would rumble as though they want to collapse. Then he sent someone outside to tell those men, "Stop saying what they're saying. We can hear them. And this is causing this effect." So the Sahaba stopped. But in the discussion, he's asking them, "But what is this that you are saying?" So they repeated it, "La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar." And everything started to rumble again. "But how come?
Why is it that when you're saying this, this is happening? So the Sahaba honestly said, you know, we don't know. We were making dhikr. Now obviously they learnt from the Qur'an Kareem, from our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the man going to give da'wat must be in dhikr. وَلَا تَنِيَا فِي ذِكْرِي. Allah says to Hazrat Musa Alayhi Salaam, you going to give da'wat to Fir'aun. Don't slacken in my dhikr. وَلَا تَنِيَا فِي ذِكْرِي. Dhikrullah. During the gush, during our day, during our night, during our travels, and everywhere, and all times, make dhikrullah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ذِكْرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Then they asked him, this always happens. Sahaba says, you know, it doesn't happen like this normally. Anyway, the king was inspired. He says, I wish it would fall on y'all's heads. Because he was quite irritable, because he knew that this is the truth, and this truth will sweep him from under his feet. After a long discussion, he did take out a box that had the appearances of all the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. And how the Sahaba knew it was true, because he tricked them. He brought Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's closet, the one section earlier. And the Sahaba started to weep. And behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhum. Obviously, this does not mean that it's permissible to take pictures and so forth. This is not a dalil for that. This is a closet, a container that was preserved from the previous times. And it's reported that Allah sent it to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, you know, to know the Anbiya that would come after him. And then this closet was preserved, and then it was found by Dhul Qarnain. But the point of this discussion is, when Sahaba returned to Hazrat Umar, and they presented this Kar Guzari, and the interesting part here is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his Sahaba Kiram are prophesied in the previous books as well. That's why I would love you to look into chapter Al-Fath, Surah Al-Fath, in the last verses that describe our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum. See what Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab rahimahullah brings there concerning the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum, and see the quotations he quotes even in the previous scriptures, certain verses that are still there. Allah give us all tawfiq to share the message of Islam and truth with the whole world. And may Allah save us from hoarding this beautiful truth to ourselves, because it is the right of humanity. It is the right of the world for them to know. Our duty is to advocate. Our duty is to explain. Our duty is to call. Hidayat is in Allah's hands. What a deen Allah gave us. What an ummah Allah made us amongst. What a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Allah made us, his ummah. Let us not hoard this beautiful truth about his Mubarak deen, about his Quran, about his Mubarak sunnah. Let's not hoard it, and let's share it with humanity. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.